Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, Christelle, in your 5 o'clock news, or even in the 4 o'clock news, you had a headline that said, he told a minister, but we still don't know who it was that was implicated, but we do know who knows.
Yeah. So, ons weet nog steeds nie, maar ons weet wie weet.
Dit is dit.
Dis waar ons staat, ja. So, as ons een stapje terugvat. So, André de Ruyter was vandag, hy het online verskyn voor die parlementêre komitee op staande rekenings. Dit is nadat hy, en ek dink het was februari, daai omstrede televisie onderhoud met NCI gedoen het, waar hy gesê het, daar is korrupsie by Eskom en geïmpliseer het dat het so hoog gaan as die kabinet. Hy het vandag in die parlement gesê, hy kan nog steeds nie vir ons sê wie is die kabinetminister of ministers wat geïmpliseer is nie, omdat daar aktiewe ondersoeke is. Hy het wel gesê, hy het dit gerapporteer aan die Staatsveiligheidsagentskap en aan minister Pravin Gordhan en hy het gepraat oor hoe moeilik hulle werksverhouding was.
I want to know, why is most of the journalism outlets that I follow, most of the journalists I follow on social media and so on, because you want to try and keep abreast of what's going on in the country, why is everyone turning around and go, what do you mean these are Andre's sources? Apparently this report he's turned in comes from untrustworthy places and somebody even said it sounds like someone sucking their thumb. Apparently it's unsubstantiated, there's no evidence, it's just name calling. Like this is what I've heard being said, but I haven't obviously seen the thing. Like is any of this credible?
And that's the challenge that I have as well. We still don't know where this intelligence comes from, and there's a lot of allegations being made in that.
Yeah, so if that's the case, maybe that's why we still don't know who's been implicated in terms of the name dropping and whistleblowing, because the sources are not something that government can take a whole parastatal to court over, want dis net hy het my gesê toe daai een gesê en toe die ander een gesê en so.
Precies. There's a range of outcomes, right? Either on the one end of the spectrum, André de Ruyter could be like Sherlock Holmes. He could have been meticulous in record keeping. He could have all of the evidence, everything lined up and ready to go. Or on the other end of the spectrum, the possibility exists where he was just told things that are happening and he's gone, that sounds correct. I'm going to go with that story over there. Or it could be anywhere in between. But the fact that both of those possibilities exist and now we're not sure which one. Somebody needs to speak on the record. Somebody needs to say things that we can follow up on, because none of this is sounding helpful.
No. Look, and in my experience, the truth will lie somewhere in between.
Yeah.
That's what my experience tells me. The challenge is also at Eskom, there is so much known corruption, cartels, the coal cartels. He spoke today about a group of a coal cartel that calls themselves the presidential cartel and that posts on social media themselves having champagne and all kinds of things. Some of the corruption is known. Die vraag hier is rondom daai insinuasies en implikasies wat strek tot in die kabinet.
Ja.
Dis waar die kernvraag lê en dis waar ons nog nie antwoord het nie. Hy het na 3 ure gesê, ek's jammer, dis hoeveel tyd ons gehad het, ek moet gaan. So we have a bit more, but we don't have what we really are still looking for. And we'll have to keep digging.
And I don't know about you, Roseanne McKenzie. I just want to see some real names and some action.
Me also. My popcorn was reg vandag and then I was highly disappointed.
Eweskielik is die popcorn droog en ons sit nog, a movie hasn't started yet and now we're waiting. Somebody's told us there is a movie, but they won't tell us what's in the movie.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.